minds for a short moment. Glory to God. Wonderful Savior, magnificent Lord, glorious King, our God and our Savior. We love you and we adore you. We praise you and bless you. We worship you and we adore you. Our hearts is what we give to you, Lord. Nothing less. Come and mold it. Come and make it. Come and form it. Lord, come and dispel lies tonight. Come and remove deceits. Help us to be everything we can be in this world. Bright, shining lights and nothing else that reflects our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you in advance, Lord, for writing your word in our heart in the glorious name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Well, listen, before I move into this message, I want to say especially to all my YouTube subscribers and Facebook friends from around the world, I want you to understand that I believe in Christmas. I want you to understand that I believe in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand that I celebrate wholeheartedly the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I also want you to understand that I am fully aware that December the 25th is not the birthday of Jesus. I do know that and understand that. And if you want to learn more about that, tune into another message. But tonight, I want to dispel an idol, a very accepted idol that the world embraces at this time of the year. Today I call this message, Satan Claus is coming to town. And you'll find out why I call it just that. Would you say this with me on the screen? Satan Claus is coming to town. Now that just sound about five of you tonight. If you believe in Santa, you may leave now. But if you believe in Jesus Christ, you might want to repeat this after me again. One, two, three. Satan Claus is coming to town. Praise God. Are you with me? The world, and to a large extent, Christians, love grayscale living. What do I mean by that? Simply, Christians and the entire world love where there are no absolutes, only variations, where nothing is defined but relative to each individual. But listen to what the Bible says in Matthew 5, 36 and 37. Jesus said, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, for whatever is more than these is from Satan. So what Scripture is saying, there's no grayscale when it comes to God. It's either black or it's either white. It's either accepted or it's either rejected by God. God doesn't shift. God doesn't change. God doesn't mix. God doesn't blend. God stands out and God is above all. God doesn't want to be compared or confused with anyone else. He is God all by himself. In James 1:17, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Listen, with whom, with God, there is no variation or shadow of turning. God is God, like Michaela said, yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. He is God. Now, I want you to understand that the devil would never present himself as the devil. Why? Because if he did, no one would ever receive him or follow him. Well, let me just say that there are a few exceptions. There are some fools in this world that have given themselves over completely to Satan, thinking that they will be rewarded with good stuff. I'm not talking about them. They're doomed for all eternity. But those of us who are just ignorant, if Satan would appear to us as Satan, you and I know that we would run as fast as we can. Or if you're filled with the Spirit, you would chase him as fast as you can. But we would not accept him. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14 says, "And no wonder, for Satan transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, this angel of light that he transforms himself into, for the context of today's message, is Santa Claus. I want to share this with you. Some religions, like Catholicism, claims that Santa Claus is good old Saint Nick. Well, we're talking here about Christmas, are we not? We're talking about Christmas. Isn't Christmas a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ? Should we be celebrating a so-called good Saint Nick instead of the birth of the Savior of the world? Absolutely not. Should we be blaspheming the name of the Lord in such a way as sharing the glory of God with Santa or Satan Claus? No. Listen to what Isaiah 42 and verse 8 says. It says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will give to no other." Santa should not rob the glory of God, but the world allows it to. God says, "I will give my glory to no one." Now, I'm talking mostly to Christians today. I couldn't care less about what the world thinks. For you and I, we need to get it right. We need to get it right before the Lord. We need to get it right for our children that are coming up so that we are not mistaken and be cursed by God. As Christians, we need to develop tunnel vision. Tunnel vision simply means single-mindedness. Have you ever seen a dog come out of surgery or a cat come out of surgery and they put a cone on their head? Have you ever seen that before? And that cat or dog can only see one thing at a time. If they turn that way, the cone blocks there, the cone blocks there, and they can only see one thing at a time. Well, believe it or not, God wants us to be single-minded. He wants us to have tunnel vision. You know the world? I'm sure you would agree with me. The world, pagans, when I talk about the world, practice tunnel vision. They live only for one thing, and that is to do evil. You know, you work among them. You see them out there. And I'm not judging and condemning, but I want to ask you something. Your co-workers have no interest in God. They don't worship, they don't sing, they don't put up images of God. If they will live for the devil, they live for him wholeheartedly. It's just Christians that have trouble serving God and other things. Pagans do one thing, they do evil. Christians should do one thing, and that is live for God wholeheartedly, not dividedly. As Christians, we need to become zealous. Jealous, not frivolous, of our Savior. Our faith should propel us, compel us, not repel us. We need not be rebellious, cause the Bible tells us Christ will expel us. Well, believe it or not, when I was putting this message together, this rhyme just came up. And I said, it sounds good for the message today. Never did a rhyme before, but now I can actually chime for Christmas. Praise the Lord. John 2:16, we're talking about zeal for God. John 2:16 and 17 says, Jesus said, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." So the Bible tells us that Jesus was single-minded. He was zealous for the things of God and nothing else. He wants us, especially at Christmas time, to be so zealous for God that we're not willing to share his glory with anyone else. In the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 25, verse 10 through 13, then the Lord said, "Phinehas has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Therefore, I give to him my covenant of peace and everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God. Can I tell you what happened in this account? All the Israelites were marrying outside of the Israelite ethnic group. They were marrying foreign women. And God forbid that from them. And so this one man, Phinehas, when he saw them doing this, do I have your attention? He actually caught an Israelite man. There's a lot of kids in here. Anyway, he caught this man and this woman in an act of you know what. And he went with his sword and he stabbed both of them through and through. God said, look at Phinehas. He is so zealous for the things of God. He says, I'm going to bless him with peace and everlasting priesthood. Listen, nobody might applaud us for being zealous for God, but God sees. God wants us not to share his glory with anyone. Now, let's get into this Santa Claus. Let's get into this Satan Claus. To understand the dark side of Santa Claus, we need to reflect on what is said about this fluffy red and white character. Are you ready? By chance, is your brother Freddy? Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Please listen. Do you know that the exact letters in Santa spell Satan? Look at this with me. You have the S, you have the A, you have the T, you have the A, and you have the N. Is this by chance that this happened? Absolutely not. Remember, the devil is a deceiver. He will not come flat out open because he knows we will reject him. But Santa, all the letters spell the word Satan. And what does Claus mean? Claus means victory of the people. So when you put Satan and Claus together, you have Satan gives victory to the people. But who gives victory to people? Isn't it God? But yet Santa spells Satan and Claus means victory of the people. When you put them together, Satan is the one that gives victory to the people according to the world. Are you with me so far? Satan is said to bring gifts to children across the world on the same day at the same time. I want you to picture with me. Picture 1 million chimneys around the world. At midnight on Christmas Eve. And Santa, with his reindeers and his sleigh, shows up in every house, everywhere in the world, at the same time to bring gifts to children across the world. Well, in case you didn't know and you haven't figured it out, that makes Santa omnipresent, which makes him God, because the Bible tells us only God is omnipresent. Only God can be everywhere at the same time. But I bet you did not figure it out that Satan covered himself in Santa and then tells the people that he can be everywhere at the same time. A kid in Belize receives a toy at midnight on Christmas Eve, while another one in Germany receives the same gift at the same time. Santa is painted as God. But the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 23, verse 23 and 24, Am I a God who is only close at hand, says the Lord? No, I am far away at the same time. Can anyone hide from me in a secret place? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and earth, says the Lord? The Bible talks about God as being omnipresent, everywhere at the same time. So here comes Satan Claus, given the position as an omnipresent God, disguised so most stay ignorant and yet just thinking that they're having fun with this red and white fluffy being that is placed all over the world in homes and churches today. Secondly, Santa is said to know every child, whether they've been good or bad. Have you ever heard that song before? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good. For goodness sake. So Santa knows who is asleep in Belize, and he knows who is asleep in Africa. He knows who is asleep in Honduras, and he knows who is asleep in China. He knows which child has been bad in Belize, and he knows which child has been bad in Hong Kong. Are you with me? 1 John 3:20 says, even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings and he knows everything. God knows everything. So Santa is portrayed as being what? Omniscient. When the Bible says only God is omniscient. And here the world celebrates Santa for the most part ignorantly. They don't know who this being is. They just have fun. They light up Santa. They blow up Santa. They put Santa in their front of their house. They tell their kids that Santa brought them gift. And they don't realize that this Santa is actually Satan Claus. Santa is said to be able to provide infinite gifts to every one of his choice in the world. Think about it. When you watch movies about Santa and when you listen to the songs written about Santa being sung, Santa is able to give gift to every child in the world. I mean, isn't that what is said of him? True or false? Yeah. He goes down that chimney and he brings gift to, it doesn't matter how many kids are in the world. If they're good and there are 10 million good children, he brings gift to all of them. How he makes them, no one knows. But this says of Santa, according to the world, that Santa is omnipotent. In other words, Santa can do everything. In Job 42, verse 1 and 2, this is what the Bible says about God. Job said, I am convinced God can do anything and everything. But because Satan transforms himself into an angel of light, Satan wants to replace God. Therefore, he portrays himself as Santa, being able to do anything. He is able, like God, to do any and everything according to the world. Have you noticed that both Satan and Santa have thousands of minions that help them? For those of you that know spiritual warfare, you know that one third of the angels fell from heaven, and Satan has countless demons called minions that help him throughout the world. Well, isn't it a wonder that Santa has infinite elves helping him make gifts for every child? Doesn't matter how many gifts are needed, he never runs out of elves. They're always there to build the appropriate toy and to watch over every child that is asleep and whether they're good or bad. Satan's demons help him watch over the entire human race. They work building harmful toys that tempt people to do wrong and to break God's commands. Satan's elves. Why am I having these things repeated? I have no idea. Just give me a break here. Something's going wrong, but that's just like the devil anyway. Why does Satan Claus always arrive at homes only by way of the fireplace? Have you thought about that? Santa Claus arrives at people's homes only through chimneys, the fireplace. So I'm sorry for Belizeans that don't have fireplace. That means I have to give you gift and you have to give me gift because Santa can't arrive. But if you watch it in the movies, Santa never arrives at a house except it is through the chimney, the fireplace. Why? Dutch settlers in North America created the modern figure of Santa Claus by linking him with the Scandinavian god, listen, Thor. Have you ever seen the Marvel movie Thor before? Yeah, powerful guy with his big hammer. Well, this Thor is a magical figure of reward and punishment whose chariot was driven by goats. So, talking about reward and punishment, isn't that what the song says about Santa? If you are good, you get gifts. If you're bad, you don't get gifts. So actually, he is judging the kids. So this Santa Claus that we know today that looks fluffy and jolly in white and red and everybody just have fun all about, it originated in North America, but it traces back to the Scandinavian god. Meaning that this Santa Claus is actually a demon. And that's why I call him Satan Claus. Because behind the whole thing is a god, a demon that is being worshipped even ignorantly. Thor. Let me see. Thor is the Scandinavian god of fire. Thor. That Marvel movie figure is a Scandinavian god of fire. This is why our modern day Santa Claus is often associated with the fireplace. He enters the house by the chimney and leaves his gift by the fireplace. So when you see Santa Claus arriving and putting his gift at the fireplace, no one thinks about the witchcraft behind it. But it's really because it is the Thor god that people are worshiping. He is associated with fire. He is from hell, according to the Bible. So Thor is a pagan god. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:20, what the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons. So if Thor is a demon, that makes Santa a demon, meaning Satan in disguise. Why? Because the Santa Claus character originates from the Scandinavian god called Thor, and Thor is a demon, a fire demon. Therefore, we're talking about Satan in disguise. He is actually Satan Claus. Satan also is associated with fire. Remember, Thor is associated with fire. Santa is associated with fire. Satan is associated with fire. The everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible says in Matthew 25:41. So it is not an accident, brothers and sisters, that Santa's suit matches in color to that of Satan himself, the fiery red dragon. And you find that in Revelation 12:3. The Bible says Satan is red, the fiery dragon. Santa Claus is red. Why didn't they make him blue? Why didn't they make him brown? Why didn't they just have him put his gift like Amazon in your front yard? No, they made him red because he is a fire demon and he brings the gift at your fireplace because he's a fire demon. He's Satan Claus. Satan Claus can fly like a witch, only that he doesn't use a broom, he uses a sleigh. That sleigh can fly. And may I tell you that that sleigh can go faster than the speed of light. That's magical. You know, we use the word magical just casually. But when we refer to magic, we're referring to witchcraft. And we've heard all along in ancient times that brooms, witches travel on broom. And we think it was a myth. But really and truly, witches do go from place to place supernaturally. And Satan and his sleigh can fly very high altitude. That's magical. Satan's claws sleigh moves faster than the speed of light. Why do I say that? Because he'll be here, there, and everywhere at the same time. Only light can do that. Light is everywhere at the same time, arriving at chimneys all over the world at the same time. That's magical. Satan Claus has 9 reindeers. How many reindeers does he have? 9. 9 reindeers that can fly high and swift. They go, where do they go? And when Santa tells them where to go and when to stop. Do you know what number 9 stands for? Can I tell you? You see, nothing is by mistake. Everything is planned and fashioned out by Satan to deceive people. It is not by mistake that Santa has 9 reindeers. Number 9 is the final single digit number in the decimal system. Would you agree with that? After that comes 10. Number 9 represents divine completeness. That's magical. Satan has always wanted to be God. Therefore, he doesn't have 7 reindeers or 6 reindeers or even 10 reindeers. He has 9. Because according to the decimal system, number 9 is the last and completes the decimal single system. Magic in the Bible is associated with the occult. It is sorcery. It is witchcraft. It is demonic. So all these songs that we put on and the movies we watch with Santa just popping through the sky with his sleigh and all these reindeers, if you didn't know, I'm telling you today, it's sorcery. It is witchcraft. It's demonic. It is condemned in the Bible. Listen to Revelation 22 and verse 15. It says, those not permitted to enter the heavenly city. Those not permitted to enter the heavenly city are outside. And then he names who they are. He says, the malicious hypocrites, the sexually immoral, now listen, the sorcerers. What is Santa associated with? Sorcery. Sorcerers have no place in the kingdom of God. It says idol worshipers, people that erect Santa Claus, put them, stick them on the wall, all over the place, wear his silly caps. This is all idol worship, whether you know it or not. The Bible says idol worshipers will not make it into the eternal city. And lastly, it says, and everyone who loves lies. Well, isn't Santa all about lies? I want you to be honest with me. I want you to be dead honest with me. Now, you don't have to answer a thing. I just want to see the bulb light up. Haven't you heard once in your life when you got a gift that it was Santa that brought it for you? That's a lie. Santa has never brought any gift for anyone. Neither did the fairy bring $10 for the tooth that fell out. It's a lie. The Bible says everyone who loves lie will not enter the kingdom of God. Santa is all about lie. I have 3 kids and now 6 grandchildren. Never once Santa gave them anything. And I wouldn't allow him anyway. Because most Santas dressed up today are drunkards. You may think I'm lying to you, but I'm not. It would take me to be drunk to dress like Santa Claus because I couldn't do it in all my five senses. I can only do it with one sense. So the Bible says, sorcerers, that's Santa, idol worshipers, that's his followers, and everyone who's loved lies, that's his followers. These people will not make it into the eternal city, the Bible says. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, two of his reindeers are named after pagan gods. Cupid couldn't be more stupid. It's a Roman god of sex. And then Donna is a German god of thunder. Is it by chance that two of his reindeers have gods of hell, the names of gods of hell? And the songs just beautifully sing these names of these reindeers, especially Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, who leads the pack. Another name for Santa Claus is good old Saint Nick. Have you ever heard that term before? Do you know that old Nick is another name for Satan? Go Google it. Another name for Satan is old Nick. And they call Santa Claus good old Saint Nick. Did you know that another name for Santa Claus is Kris Kringle? Have you ever done Kris Kringle before? Yes, at Christmas people say, let's do Kris Kringle. I'll give you a gift and you give me a gift. Did you know that another name for Santa is Kris Kringle, gift exchange? You see, Kris Kringle means Christ child, which means Santa, Satan Claus, is Christ the child the world was waiting for. Santa Claus means Christ child. Kris Kringle means Christ child. So while people are having fun with Santa, Satan is having the best fun. Because people don't understand that they are serving this Santa who claims himself to be Christ the child. He comes instead of Christ. Why do you think when you watch around the world at Christmas, there are Santas everywhere and you are lucky if you find anything to do with Jesus? Why? Because Satan, in the form of Santa, comes to be Christ the child. That's what Kris Kringle means. Now, how many of us will have Kris Kringle this Christmas? Hallelujah! I guess that's the end of Kris Kringle for this bunch of people. And for those of you watching all around the world, Kris Kringle means Christ the child. Santa cannot be Christ the child, neither does the devil. But he wants to be. That's why at Christmas time, Christ Jesus is nowhere to be seen. Only images of Santa Claus are erected everywhere. And now, even in many churches and Christian homes around the world, Santa Claus has, or Satan Claus, has replaced Jesus Christ. According to Isaiah 14:14, I'm getting ready to close if you're ready. According to Isaiah 14:14, Satan's greatest desire was and still is to be like the Most High God. Go read that portion of scripture and you'll find out. That's why he was cast out of heaven. He wanted to take the place of God. And that's what he is doing through Santa Claus today. Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, Christ the child. He comes as if he is God. And people foolishly worship that idol of Santa by erecting him everywhere. But more than that, Santa Claus comes from the North Pole, or am I mistaken? Is it the South Pole? Huh? It's the North Pole. Do you think it's by chance that they invented that he comes from the North Pole like God? Look at what the Bible says about Almighty God's heaven. In Isaiah 14:13, Satan, you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Listen, on the farthest sides of the north. The guy comes from the North Pole. The Bible said that he wanted to take over heaven, which is on the north side. supposedly Santa is a universal judge like God is. For you better watch out. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Satan Claus is coming to town. Kids, you better not pout. That's what the song says. If you don't believe me, go back and play the song when you get home and you'll hear it. Every word in that song that says Santa Claus is coming to town, now that you hear this message, you'll see that he is representing God. In Psalms 58 and verse 11, listen. So that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. What does Satan do when he says, don't pout? He is judging. He is saying, if you pout, you won't get anything. But if you're good, I'll forgive you of your sins. The Bible says God is the judge, not Santa Claus. Like God, Satan has a book of remembrance. He's making a list and checking it twice. He knows who has been naughty or nice. Did you hear that in the song? Yeah, he has a book of remembrance. He knows when you're naughty or nice, and he is checking it twice. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16 says about God, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance were written before him for those who fear the Lord. So you see, Satan is a counterfeit. Everything that God is, he tries to become. He tries to portray, but he does it in a way where the world will accept him. So he has a book of remembrance and he checks it twice. He knows who is naughty or nice. The Bible says God has a book of remembrance and he knows everyone that fears the Lord. Satan, like God, can forgive little girls and boys if they promise to be better next year. Mark 2, 6 and verse 7. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But Santa forgives sins according to the world. Because maybe the kids might not get a gift this year. But if they do better next year, he forgives them and then he brings a gift. But the Bible says only God can forgive sins. Those of you who are a part of this church, you know that we have zero tolerance for Santa. You know that from the time you joined this church, you were asked strongly not to wear anything from Santa, even in our parades. Why? We are not here to share the glory of God. We're here to give God glory. We don't want to give Satan what belongs to God. Let him keep it. Since we know that Satan Claus can never be God, he will deceive people to ignorantly make him God through pagan, seemingly innocent pagan practices. Revelation 22:15, it says, those not permitted, reminding you, those not permitted to enter the heavenly city are outside. The malicious hypocrites, the sexually immoral, the sorcerers, murderers, idol worshipers, and everyone who loves a lie. Now, as I close tonight, I want to give you my personal advice as it comes to Satan Claus. Can I? Now, you don't have to take it. You can throw it away. But I'll give you the advice. Here's my personal advice to every sincere seeker of Almighty God. Now, if you're just playing games, that's fine. But if you're a sincere seeker, you want to make sure that God gets all the glory and Satan gets nothing. All right? So here's my personal advice as it comes to this Satan clause. Number one, quit lying to your children that their gifts come from Santa. He is a demon dressed in goodness. Quit lying to them. And if you have any relative that you hear them lying to their kids, nicely tell them, quit lying to your kids. They'll ask why. And then you can share your testimony of why it is a lie. Don't lie to your kids. Number two, get rid of everything you have in your possession that represents this demon called Santa Claus. If he is on your t-shirt, throw it away. If you have a hat of him, throw it away. If you have any image of him, throw it away. But pastor, it cost me a lot of money. Hell is hotter than your money. I'm telling you the truth. You know me, I'm a straight talker. I'm zealous about God. If you're not zealous about God, the bush is right across before the bridge. You'll get that next year, 2025. Number three, never let your child take a gift from anyone dressed up like Santa Claus. There's a demon behind it all. You're actually taking a gift from a devil. You might say, no, Pastor, he's only a man. Yes, we're talking spiritually here. Do you know how many people are sick in this world today? Do you know how many people are tormented today? The Bible says, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. Number four, never let your children take pictures with anyone dressed up like a Santa Claus. There is a demon behind it all. By the way, your kid might not be able to take the smell of the alcohol from Santa anyway. Number five, it is time to get Jesus Christ back into your Christmas. It's not only getting rid of Satan Claus, but get Jesus Christ back into your Christmas. He has been, he is, and forever will be the reason for the season. He is the only Savior of the world. How would you like that it's your birthday and they're supposed to do a bash for you, but instead they do it for me in your name? Would you like that? You would half kill me, wouldn't you? Because you want your bash for you for your birthday. Well, the world is having a bash for Santa on Christ's birthday. How fair is that? Get rid of that and put Jesus back in your Christmas. Lastly, do not judge and condemn others who celebrate Santa. Love them by telling the truth when you can. Your faith is personal. Your belief is personal. You don't have the right to judge and condemn others, but you do have the right to speak the truth in love. Amen? Praise God. Isaiah 5:13 says, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Satan cannot afflict or inflict people with any evil unless they have opened doors to him. And Santa Claus may look good, but there are demons behind him. Don't open the doors. Don't bring sickness. Don't bring curses into your life because of Satan Claus. Look at him. Don't you fall in love with him? Isn't he so cute, that brute? Would you stand with me? So you can call him Santa Claus, I'll call him Satan Claus. He came to replace Jesus Christ, and I will not give him that place. Jesus is my Savior. Is he your Savior? By the way, don't forget Tuesday night service here for our Christmas Eve service. You're going to enjoy it and love it. And don't forget tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the auditorium for the toy outreach. Brother Johnny, thank you for your kindness. He's one of our supporters. Kids will be getting toys. But more than that, do you know that Living Word Church is the only church, can't say in Belize, I don't know around Belize, here on this island, that when we celebrate Christmas, it's all about Christ, even when we give away toys. Nothing is Santa. If you bring a Santa to me, I have a sharp shoes here. I'll kick him so hard, he's going to go past the North Pole. Find himself in the South very quickly. Praise God. How many of you are glad that you know the truth today about Santa Claus? Let's give Jesus and him only the glory. Let's worship the Lord from our hearts as we close tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Worship him from your heart.
I came to you with my heart in pieces and found a God with healing in his hand.